Vermont's boaters and anglers pay for the state's boat launches through their license fees and specific use taxes. And the launches are there so people can fish and boaters can get into and out of the state's waters. You're not supposed to go down to a boat launch and work on a watercolor or take photographs. But is there any way that artists and boaters can share the state's boat launch areas? VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman tried to find out.
Good morning, sir. Kelly Price, state game warden for the area. You come down and take pictures often?
Kelly Price is with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and it's his job to enforce the rules at the state boat launch on the Connecticut River in Putney. And at this launch site and at all of the other boat launches in the state, photography is not a designated use.
Just wanted to let you know, the state fish and wildlife access areas are designated use. If anybody comes,
it's a cold and windy November morning. There are no boaters around, and so Price lets the guy take some pictures of a red-tailed hawk that's cruising over the water. If we were out here on a warm summer morning with boaters lined up to get in the river, Price says he'd probably kick the guy out.
And it is a delicate balance. There's a lot of people who are just trying to enjoy the aesthetics, and I understand that. But I have a job to do, and I'm trying to be reasonable and trying to be fair across the board. So it is complicated.
And the issue is further complicated by the fact that federal money paid through taxes on motorboat fuel and fishing equipment helps pay for the access areas. Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter says the state could lose that funding if it violates the federal rules and allows activities beyond fishing and boating.
We want to be able to ensure that the people who are supporting wildlife conservation and wildlife activities through their taxes and license money are able to use the resources. And many of these access areas, if we were to allow anybody who wanted to use them for any purposes, they would be quickly overrun and unable to be accessed by boaters, anglers, hunters.
The federal regulations have been misinterpreted at the state level.
David Dean is the state representative from Westminster, and he's chairman of the Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources Committee.
Under the federal regs, there's no prohibition for other activities. And as long as they're not interfering with a priority activity, those activities can take place. And that is not how it is being interpreted or enforced.
Dean says he's been hearing from constituents who've been asked to leave the Putney launch site. Earlier this year, a woman who was doing a watercolor painting was asked to leave. Dean says he wants to introduce legislation next year to clarify the law and make it easier to share the public boat launch areas.
If you are simply there doing something other than boating, you are within your rights as a taxpayer of both the state of Vermont and the federal government to be on that launch site. And it's going to take a lot to dissuade me that that's not true.
Brian Ames lives in Putney, and he was chairman of the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Board back in 2006 when the rule was passed that clearly established the regulated uses for boat launch areas. And he says even if the feds allow other uses, access areas like the one here in Putney just aren't big enough to make everyone happy.
If it was opened up on a broader scale, would quite frankly be a disaster down here for those who do want to use these for what they were originally purchased for and built for.
Ames comes down here a few times a week when the boating's good. And he says he's been here on a sunny summer afternoon when it's tough to get his rig down to the water because there are people having a picnic or swimming. And even though one person taking some pictures on a chilly day in November probably doesn't bother anyone, Ames says the rules should be enforced year-round to make sure the people who pay for the access areas can use them.
My personal perspective is that doesn't bother me at all, but like any rule and law, it has to be enforceable and you have to be consistent. And I fear that if we're not consistent, you start to erode at the priority users' rights to this area.
Ames says if Representative Dean tries to get a bill passed next year, there will likely be strong opposition from the fishing and boating lobby. And he says he'll be one of the first to testify once the hearings open. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Putney.